producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I believe in right and wrong and good and bad and up and down and here and there. Jennifer Horn is here and you are there. Ken Kessler is here and you are there. We are. I actually have been profoundly affected by Meredith's trip to Cairo. She's on her way back now.
I said, is she flying now?
Yeah, she's sitting in the airport in Paris at the moment. One of the things that I like is that we are here to enthusiastically expose you to lots of different thoughts, lots of different ideas. The subject matter here on this program is not the usual bill of fare, although someone took me to task for being too political earlier on. I wish I knew a way of being credible and still being able to stay away. Being a credible conversation program has to include a discussion of the political realities of our world, whether it's here or elsewhere. But do I like it? No. What I would rather do is spend my time, frankly, in a philosophy lesson. I feel like the ancient philosophers, one of the things that Meredith found as she traveled through the temples of Egypt and through the pyramids and stuff, the story which was, this was real manna for her, you'll love this story about the goddess Sekhmet, S-E-K-H-M-E-T, Jennifer, the lioness goddess, who was a powerful warrior and also a powerful healer. And so Meredith is now going to, I'm sure...
She'd hurt him and then heal him.
Right. Yesterday, there was something that my pal Bob passed around that I thought was also very healing and beautifully put, if you will. And I think, did we post this, Kenny? I think I sent it to you. I don't remember whether we posted it or he didn't. I know it was on a lot of Facebook pages. I first saw it not on Bob's Facebook page, but on Meredith's. And it reads as follows. What is the difference between I like you and I love you? Buddha answered in the following way. When you like a flower, you just pluck it. But when you love a flower, you water it daily.
Oh.
So the life that one lives, nice. Isn't that nice? Difference between like and love. Our motivational thought for the day today focuses on success once again. In order to succeed, you got to believe that you can be successful. The only thing that stands between you and what you want in life is the will to try it and to have faith and believe that it's possible. Anything you can imagine, you can realize. I have found that to be the case in my life. It's been a tremendous change for me over the last 4 or 5 years especially. And Kenny, you've probably heard it. Jennifer, you've heard it. It just is, it's amazing how you can change your attitude. You can't, people change when they want to change. And they're different when they want to be different. It's sometimes, what's the old expression, it's hard to take the city out of the boy, but you can't take the boy out of the city, mm-hmm. or something like that. I think it's, it applies
to
the farm.
Do you think people can really change?
Yeah, I do. I think if you want to change, I think there's a basic inherent piece of what you're all about molecularly, DNA-wise, but I think your attitudes can change or reflect. I mean, I have tremendously in my life. So just food for thought. Grace Kelly is responsible for our thought of the day today. I avoid looking back. I prefer good memories to regrets. Ooh-wee. I prefer good memories to regrets. That's sort of Tolle's power of now thinking. where you are now is more important and more valid than where you were yesterday, and you don't know where you're going to be tomorrow, so how about you just focus on where you are? I have had, and that's maybe many of the moments that I have spent regretting what I've done, Jennifer. Maybe that's an example of a change. And how many of you can say the same, that you've regretted something and then you let that overtake or overcome you? You make mistakes. We all make mistakes. It doesn't, if you stick in them, it's easy to get stuck in them, too. Really easy to get stuck in them, because there are a lot of people around who love to display guilt, and they're happy to keep you there. It's up to you not to let them. I didn't yesterday, Kenny, acknowledge George Patton with the thought of the day. If everybody is thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking. Yeah, isn't that true? And that's really what we have in Washington, isn't it? Or in political circles, or in, you know, a lot of business circles. You got to be thinking differently in order to... I thought one of the things that came out of the debate the other night, the stimulating things, there were a few, I think three or four stimulating moments in that debate. And one of them had to do with the government involvement in our lives and the overburdensome regulations. And I don't remember who said it. It may have been Cruz. The focus on having, instead of laws, the rules have taken over all of the...
That was Carly Fiorina, actually.
Was it Carly Fiorina?
So we're a nation, we have a lot of rules and not a lot of laws.
Yeah, and that's not the way the nation is set up. It's not supposed to be that way. So we need a complete nuking of the system in order to get rid of all of this stuff that has just been usurped. Look at the power that's been usurped by the central figures in the past 8, 10, 14 years, starting again with the declaration of war in Iraq. And from then, it's been a field day, in my feeling, my estimation anyway. That's how we've gotten into trouble. Okay, quote of the day comes from China. The Singles Day event yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I think they made $11
billion. $14
billion
in sales yesterday.
Nuts.
Yeah. Black Friday meets the anti-Valentine's Day. The e-commerce giant Alibaba did $14-plus billion in sales. What are they selling? Is it Amazon and you can get anything on Alibaba? Is that who prefers buying on Alibaba? Have you ever bought anything on Alibaba, Kenny?
No.
Jennifer?
No. Mm-mm.
But they are the same as Amazon, right?
I have no idea. Should I look it up?
Similar, I think.
Yeah, pretty similar. All you need is love and a credit card. That's their slogan. That's their... that's what they believe in. Love and a credit card. Now, how many people aren't starting to think? I am. I'm thinking about what am I gonna get for my children? What am I gonna get for Meredith? What am I gonna get for people?
Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer.
It says Alibaba.com, trade safely with the world. It looks similar to like an Amazon. They have the same kind of stuff: agriculture, food, gifts, sports, toys, health and beauty.
But $14 billion in one day? What'd that do to the value of their stock? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Check out their stock. But but if you got stock in Alibaba, good. That'll be a good day for you. Good news. Better than having radio stocks.
How's that cumulus?
Yeah, right. Never mind that. Look at the IR stock.
Woo! That's true.
Oh, yeah. Well, a little inside. Okay. It's 14 past the hour. Let me help you in terms of
stock. Wait, you can either do laundry or buy radio stock.
better to buy to do
You're
the laundry.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Collect my quarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's about what that stock is worth, frankly. The heart health. Let's get away from my heart and talk about your heart. 17 million people around the world will die this year because of cardiovascular disease that starts with high blood pressure. If you are one of the 60% of the people over the age of 60 in this country who have high blood pressure, you need to listen to the next 60 seconds of me fixing the problems in your arteries. And actually, I'm not fixing them. I'm going to tell you how to fix them. You start with bringing your blood pressure down to where it's supposed to be. And the way you can do that safely, honorably, productively is by using the products from Neogenis Labs. That is Super Beets, the concentrated nitric oxide essence that gets into your body, opens up your arteries, slows down the flow of blood, therefore your blood pressure comes down, but pushes it into availability in every nook and cranny of your body. And so when you understand that the nitric oxide that's provided by Superbeats and the related capsule Neo 40, these Neo 40 capsules, you realize you put this thing in your mouth and it dissolves in your mouth, becomes absorbed into your system right away. Bingo. You're getting more energy. You're full of really exciting feelings. You do physically feel excited. And your brain wakes up when blood gets up there because the blood is getting to your brain, to your muscles, to all your organs. And that's what you want. You want oxygenated blood to get around your system. And this helps eliminate the risk of heart disease, a heart disaster. So, to eliminate the problem, you call 800-655-4183. Simple, straightforward, very cool. Special offer for people who listen to the Good Day program. Purchase two boxes of the Neo 40. I told you about these capsules that are made of Super Beats. They're just encapsulated, so they'll get into your system faster. You get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats along with the Neo 40, and that's the powder that you mix in with a glass of water mid-afternoon after you've had a lunch, getting a little, You ever get that way at the office, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh, about 2 o'clock, yeah. My mid-afternoon slump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you've been up for 12 hours by then.
Exactly.
So call 800-655-4183 to get your mojo back, to keep your mojo. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com as well, order it there. But sometimes talking to somebody and getting further explanation is helpful. I like to talk to a real human being. I don't like ordering things online. I'll be able to talk to people and figure stuff out. So call 800-655-4183. Or if it's more convenient, yeah, you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. But get on the bandwagon. Neo 40, Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
That is so silly. Ken Kessler, so silly. Jennifer Horne, so silly. Let's see if you're going to be able to figure this one out. There are three songs here, as usual, in this portion of the program in this hour. Our musical focus are these three songs. You will listen to them, I hope, and you'll figure out what they all bring to the table. What's going on here with these three groups? 888-302-3684. First song done by the Cars called The Sad Song. Sad. If you understand what the connection is to all of these three songs, then it is kind of a sad song, Kenny, under the circumstance. Sad, and then maybe not so sad. Anyway, I'm not trying to muddy up the water here.
You have to dig deeper.
Think around. Sad Song by the Cars, big hit from 2011. Many critics said the song was reminiscent of their 1970s hits, My Best Friend's Girl and Let's Go. After the release of their seventh album that year, the Cars went on a brief tour. The album and the tour were successful. No word from any of the band members about any kind of follow-up. But the Cars certainly have had their impact, significant impact, on the American musical scene. Okay, so Sad Song by the Cars, number one in our contest. Number two, The Doctor, These Are the Doobies. By the way, we could play anything by any of these artists, and it would have the same impact or implication on what we're looking for.
It's more about the artist.
As
right?
The answer to the question. 888-302-DOUG. What do these artists have in common? A Doctor by the Doobie Brothers, top 10 hit from 1989. The original lead singer, Tom Johnston, sang lead on this, replacing Michael McDonald, who had replaced him in the 70s. It was a good move. Michael McDonald pretty much ruined every band he was with, I think, didn't he, Kenny? More or less.
Well, I think this was the only band he was with.
I thought he was spent a time Why did I think he was with Chicago? Who am I confusing with?
You're thinking of Peter Cetera.
That's who I'm thinking. Thank you.
I hate ruined everything.
Yeah. No good son of a gun. All right, so we have the Cars, the Doobie Brothers, and finally the Beatles. This was plucked out of somebody's closet, wasn't it? Didn't come out until 1995.
That's right, yeah.
Right? So, go ahead, Kenny.
It was an unreleased demo that John had made, and the other three added new words and instrumentation to it to make it a complete new Beatles song.
Yeah. Song added vocals. This was the way that they have been relevant in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Four decades of music worked for the Beatles. All right, so this was their 34th top 40 hit in the United States, too, by the way. Free as a Bird by the Beatles. All right, so we got the Beatles, the Doobies, and the Cars. What do these groups all have in common? 888-302-3684.
Well, it's what these songs have in common.
Okay. Well, they came after the fact, right? They went one way and then they came back. Oops.
Just stop talking. We'll see what happens.
You will?
Let's just see what happens.
How are you going to see what happens? This is radio. You can't see anything.
Oh, well.
You go to our video
good
today.
Point. Touché.
Yes, thank you. All right, let's see here. If we've got somebody who's got it all together, maybe, maybe not. Let's see. Tim, you think you have it all together?
I don't know. Is it possibly that they all lost a band member to cancer, specifically pancreatic?
Oh, that's very detailed.
No, I don't think that's it. Who in the Cars died? Is there somebody from the Cars?
I thought they lost a bass singer a few years ago. Mm. Might have even been before that last album.
Kenny might not have thought of it. No, the idea here is that these songs were all hits when the bands reunited. That was the connection. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Today, it's going to the birds. Yes, it is. You know, one of my family's biggest pleasures during the cold, gray days of winter is watching our feathered friends congregate at our bird feeders. Watching sparrows, doves, cardinals, nuthatches, and all the other birds come is really amazing. And, you know, with modern technology, it's even better. You can actually put a microphone by the bird feeder. You can actually put a microphone into their feeder and hear them as they enjoy dinner. But here's the problem. Most people don't understand that different species of birds need different types of foods, and sometimes seeds are not enough. So here's my recommendation. Around the country now, there are bird feeding specialty stores all over the place. It's not just going to the supermarket and picking up a seed anymore. And this is the most important part. If you're going to start feeding the birds in the colder weather, make sure you continue feeding the birds till the weather warms up, because very often you prevent them from moving on when they know there's a food source in the area. So if you need to go on vacation or travel, make sure that food dish is always filled. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third party.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Listening to Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, the first major restaurant chain, Joe's Crab Shack.
The Crabby Shack.
The Crab Shack. Fellow who runs the parent company.
His name's Joe.
No, his name is Ray.
Oh,
actually.
Man. See, that makes no sense.
Uh-huh. 18 of their 131 units are trying out the no-tipping policy. Actually started a couple of months ago, making up for lost tips. They up the minimum wage to $14 an hour. They were paying him $2 an hour before.
Two?
Two.
You couldn't do that in California because the minimum wage is higher than two.
Well, because what happens when you're working and you're working for tips easily, I remember my son working as a waiter. I only worked in a restaurant, one restaurant. It was at Friendly's, and I was a teenager, and we didn't do much in the tip department. We got paid, I think I got paid $4 an hour, if I remember correctly, which back, that was in the late 60s. It wasn't too bad, $4 an hour. But I think Brendan, excuse me, if you're good, you can, and Brendan's very smooth. So when he was working in the restaurants, he was averaging about $40 an hour.
Mm-hmm. My friends were in my 20s when I was hanging out with, when we were single and, well, some of us still single. Mm-hmm. But, my friends that would work for the Cheesecake Factory would make so much money. Oh, my gosh. They would work 4 days a week and they'd be fine. That's all
the
they had to do.
The food there is so bad. Oof.
Really? I don't think it's that bad. You don't like it?
Yeah, but giant sugar. Portions of it.
Yeah, big portions of it. Yeah.
And hello, the cheesecake. Delicious. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, anyway, the service has improved, especially when servers start sharing table duties for large parties. So And I've seen this happen. This is a trend going on. We like to eat in nice restaurants, and you see the trend. The waiter takes your order, and then somebody younger, a server, just brings the stuff out.
Right, like a busser, kind of.
Yeah. A busser, yeah, a table busser, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you think that's the case? Our poll today at DougStephan.com, how do you usually tip when you get good service?
Not well.
A, more than 20%. B, 15 to 20%. C, depends on how much the bill was. D, I never tip more than 15%. E, I rarely tip anywhere.
I'm so, because of my friends that were waitresses, I'm really cognizant of tipping because they kind of get ripped off sometimes. I mean, I don't know.
Well, when I go out, my son and Meredith are the two arbiters of what gets done. Usually Meredith just says, take the first number and double it. And so if you have a $30 bill, then you give them a $6 tip. That's the way she fares. That's 20%. Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it depends on if it's 30. I mean, what you basically
it's 40,
do.
It's 8.
Right, but if it's 45, then it's not.
9. That's what I would go. You'd go up.
A
9. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, this is something that addresses the problem that was discussed in the debate the other night, the whole focus on the minimum wage and how fraudulent it is to expect people do better just by upping the wage, and all the protests and these various gatherings. We got to have more and more and more. I mean, there's just the protests going on around the country are just, they're so selfish in a sense. We want more. What are you doing to earn it? We don't need to do any more. We just deserve to be paid more money.
Right.
Why?
Well, and now they're on college campuses. So here, where there's legitimate issues, they get overlooked by some of the junk that's out there. The college, they're trying to do a million student march this week that would erase student debt, that would raise the minimum wage to $15, and that, I don't even know, some other ridiculousness. But it's like, come on, you want me to give you a unicorn that, you know, poops rainbows too? I mean, it's the real world. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That's an idea. Time has come.
It's just, you know, it's like then you take away from the real protests that actually mean something when you get these kids doing this. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
It seems like the ouster of the president of University of Missouri.
Yes.
Has been heard around the country. The idea of getting rid of this, my chair.
Oh, thank goodness.
The idea of getting rid of the president has gripped Ithaca College students.
Ithaca is the one that wants to go. Yeah.
Ithaca, yes. The fellow there whose president's been there, but the students want him gone. He's trying to stave off that by creating a chief diversity officer. A million student march, as Jennifer is suggesting, around the country. It is, I suppose, it's good, it's healthy, because this is what students are supposed to do, complain and disrupt things.
Tell people what they're marching for. Go through their list of demands. This
free
is
tuition.
Okay, number $15 one. $15
minimum wage.
Uh-huh, number two.
And student debts wiped clean.
You know, I like a good march. Get back in your chairs, you little punks. Come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, it does really take the focus off of the racial problems that a lot of these schools are having.
I mean, also, anything legitimate is getting pushed by the wayside by these nuts.
Well, what it does is it also takes away from those students who are doing poorly.
Right.
From the focus on them. Well, why aren't you doing better at school? Well, because all these bad things are going on at school.
I need free tuition.
Good. Go live somewhere else.
You know, and the thing is, if they positioned it as looking at, you know, revamping the school system and making colleges affordable, I'd be all with them on that. But instead of just making a wish list, I want $15 an hour and I want this person fired. It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. All right. Companies' health care costs this year rising at the lowest rate in 20 years, according to a report out today. But companies share down, workers share up. You're paying so much more. The amount that people are paying in companies, not when you're working as an independent contractor, but if you're working and getting a paycheck and that sort of thing, this number has skyrocketed. The average health care rate increase for mid-sized and large companies was 3.2% higher this year than last year. So the number is growing. Healthcare contributions toward healthcare. The average amount workers have to contribute to their healthcare is up 134%.
Wow.
Since Mr. Obama became president.
You want to know where, you know, there's some stuff that stems from this. So because you mentioned it's for mid-size and large companies, which are the ones being hit by Obamacare regulations.
Right.
There, I think the point of demarcation is 50 or more employees. If you have 50 or more employees, you have to have Obamacare.
Or
okay?
You pay a fine.
So I know for sure if my dad's significant other owns a restaurant and she had to let people go to 49 because she didn't want to have to pay these exorbitant fees.
Right.
And she's added more part-time people. And so then your job numbers get falsely inflated because people are now getting part-time work, but the amount of true full-time work, I'd have to guess, is down probably pretty significantly, right?
It's a pretty horrific reality when things work like this. And this is part, again, of what the debaters were discussing the other night. The government incursion into your lives. The government controls this, that, and the other thing. I can't tell you, there isn't a day that goes by in my life that somebody doesn't say to me, well, we have to check the government, the rules, the regulations.
Oh, especially if you're an employer.
Yeah. Yep. And then there are those who abuse the rules and regulations, like Bill Cosby, facing the music regarding those assault allegations, scheduled to be deposed on November the 23rd, which is the Monday before Thanksgiving, in the defamation lawsuit filed against him by Janice Dickinson, the model. Dickinson accusing Cosby of drugging her, sexually assaulting her back in 1982. She was interviewed on Entertainment Tonight. Her former lawyer, Martin Singer, called her allegations a complete lie. This is Cosby's former lawyer. Sorry, I didn't mean to imply it was her lawyer. The judge ordered Cosby and Singer, Martin Singer, the lawyer, to be deposed, and that's what's going on. And so what happens here? Do you think I should stop talking about this? Because there's really, I mean, we all kind of know what the circumstances are, and we know.
Well, I think when it happens, we can talk about it, but, you know.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I want to get the television report in a matter of moments. Is that okay? We can do that. Jennifer will have the update on things going on in the world of television, and we will, you will all enjoy it. You will smile and have a good day.
Or your money back.
It's 44 past the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. According to a national poll, nearly half of Americans surveyed say the holiday shopping season begins when Hickory Farms arrives at their local mall. Hickory Farms has been part of holiday traditions for over 60 years. Their holiday market kiosks are now opening across the country, where you'll find gift boxes and baskets filled with award-winning summer sausage and cheese, plus delectable sweets and nuts, along with new gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, hand-swirled chocolate with pure mint and topped with crunchy crushed peppermint. Or indulge in creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels. If you're looking for something a little spicy, try their new Hickory Farms Reserve 3 Pepper Dry Salami. With their knowledgeable, friendly staff ready to assist you, finding the perfect gift has never been easier. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you. To find the nearest location or place an order, visit HickoryFarms.com.
Sam's Club has have the lowest prices of the season on select items for one day only this Saturday. You can't miss these incredible deals. You'll save $20 on a 15-piece Cuisinart ceramic cookware set and $300 on a Vizio 65-inch smart TV. Come to the club Saturday for the lowest prices of the season. Doors open bright and early at 7 a.m. Or shop online at samsclub.com to take advantage of this one day only event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, time for check up what's going on the television war front. That sounds bad. I don't like to use the word war.
Yeah.
But some people, it's the... it is the big, very highly competitive business, to be sure, with all kinds of things going on in daytime TV and nighttime TV, and who's got this app for that. So let's go through, though, some of the stories that actually come from the shows themselves, Jen.
Can we start with the William Shatner news?
Yeah, Shatner. Well, is that
this
television?
Is
that's
fun.
Really.
Well, it is, because the show, Star Trek, is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Yes, it is.
And so William Shatner said he hopes to arrange a show to celebrate this, because it's a pretty big landmark. He said he'd like to either make it a variety or a musical version of Star Trek. How fun would that be to see Star Trek the stage show? I think that'd be kind of cool.
Star Trek the stage show.
That'd be pretty fun. And, you know, the thing that I love about Bill Shatner is that he is 84 years old,
mm-hmm.
and he's constantly thinking about his next move. This is a guy who loves what he does, and he's not getting old because of it.
That's the way to stay young.
That's right. Fox Business getting more viewers than they ever have. 13.5 million viewers for their GOP debate. This one kind of hurts me in my past heartthrob section of my heart. Jason Priestley, remember him from 90210?
Yeah,
he was hospitalized after falling off of a horse this past week.
Really?
So good thoughts going out to him. He's in good shape. He's a hockey player, but he, you know, obviously that horse throw is a tough one. Now, Bob Newhart has been on the Big Bang Theory before. It looks like he's set to return. He'll hit the Big Bang Theory next month, according to TV Guide. He is Sheldon's childhood hero, Arthur Jeffries, Professor Proton is what they call him. He'll be in the December 17th episode if you want to watch that. And then some news over at Dancing with the Stars. Tamar Braxton, who's been doing really well on the show, is withdrawing due to health issues. She's a co-host on The Real, and she shared on Instagram this week that doctors had found blood clots in her lungs. She missed a lot of Monday's show and is now being forced out, much like Kim Zolciak did last September.
Well, so, this was her choice, though.
But that's true. They didn't give her the boot. She actually made her own decision.
They make most of those singers, according to what I was reading the other day, $50,000 a night.
The dancers or the...
Yeah.
Wow.
Dancers, too.
Oh, I thought you said singers.
Did I say singers? I meant dancers.
Wow. That's pretty good. $50,000 a night. All right.
I want a new show, however.
Yeah.
Instead of Dancing with the Stars, Singing and Dancing with the Stars.
That would be fun. Like
how about
show
that?
Tunes? That'd be great.
Not any kind of music. Let's play the music. Dance, for example, you could do what kind of dancing floor dancing could you do to the music from Saturday Night Live? And you could be singing like the Bee Gees, Staying Alive, Staying
Saturday
Alive.
Fever.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live. What'd I say?
That's Saturday Night Live.
Back to me in the studio. The American Music Awards are getting ready to take place, and some performances have been set. Coldplay and Gwen Stefani have been added to the list of performers. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis will also hit the stage. It takes place at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles on November 22nd, so that'll be kind of fun. Now, let's talk about some new shows. We've been talking about the ones that are going to go away and the ones that are here to stay. We've covered Fox. Now, let's talk about ABC. If you're a fan of the show Quantico. Keep watching. It's been picked up for a full season. The show Dr. Ken, which is patterned after our very own Dr. Ken here on the Doug Steffen Show, has been picked up for a full season. The show that's kind of up in the air right now is The Muppets. It started out getting a lot of attention.
I watched a little bit the other night. Not worth anything. It's a waste of time.
Well, it is, but it just got picked up, minutes ago, picked up for a full season order of 16 episodes. The show Blood and Oil, Going Away Quick, cut episodes from 13 to 10, and Wicked City just premiered. Looks like that one is still up in the air, whether or not it'll be renewed by ABC.
Lots of people struggling to come up with competitive ideas because there's so much opportunity there. 51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Everything for the show, Tommy.
Tommy K is here. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, seemed to be upstage this week. I saw a couple of trades pictures of your co-host, Leslie Segretti, hanging around the guys from the big house.
Yeah, well, I was right there.
The old big house. The big old house. You were right there taking the picture? Were you taking
No, I think that was a selfie, actually. Leslie deserves all the credit for that, though. No, we were up in Massachusetts at this 1895 Victorian. They had just finished a beautiful home there in Belmont, and the shows are airing right now. And you guys should check it out.
Couldn't be bothered to come by and see me and buy me lunch, though. You know, 12 miles away. Nice going, Tom.
Busy.
Yeah. Okay, so we have lessons to be learned from questions that have been sent to us by listeners of the program, and we'll get to those. What do you have in your house going on that you want to have Tom see if he can figure it out, straighten it out? Staying in touch with your home is like staying in touch with your family. You got to watch the things that are happening to your home and treat it kindly because it treats you well. It keeps you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. You got to do the work, though, and Tom is here to outline some of the things that are necessary for you to do or to keep in mind in just a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, time for Tom Kreidler to review some of the questions from some of you. Here's Ryan, who writes, before I hire him, I want to make sure my prospective contractor carries proper insurance and licenses. Does he have a card that states he's how do you find out, I guess is the question here, whether these people are, they put on the side of their truck, licensed and insured? How do you know that?
Yeah, the first thing I would do is I would talk to the building department in your town and find out what licenses are required for the particular skills that you're hiring. So, I mean, obviously you have to be a licensed electrician, licensed plumber, but in some municipalities there's going to be a license for general contractors and in some not. And those government officials should help you be able to verify. As far as the insurance is concerned, that's a great question, and one you have to really watch out for. You want to make sure they have not only the general comprehensive insurance, but the workman's comp and the liability insurance. You want to make sure, if at all possible, that you're named as an additional insured on their insurance certificate. That means that if they drop the insurance mid-job, you'll be notified of that. And it's not a bad idea also to confirm that the insurance is valid, even if your name is not on it, because I have heard of contractors that get insurance policies just so they have that certificate. They promptly cancel the insurance, but they keep the certificate.
Isn't that sweet? Who would do that? Come on. Lorraine wants to know what type of paint ought to be used to paint her living room paneling, flat, semi-gloss, or gloss?
Yeah, good question. So the more sheen, the more defects in the surface you're going to see. So if you were to paint that paneling with a gloss, or frankly, maybe even a semi-gloss, but to a lesser extent, if there's any defects like nails, for example, that often show through paneling, those will be much easier to see. I would probably go for either an eggshell or very good quality flat, which is just basically a cleanable flat, because that's going to hide any of those defects. As the light cascades across the paneling, it tends to pick up all of those faults. So I would use something that's cleanable, but with not too much sheen, a minimum amount of sheen.
Minimum. I like the English, or the European, actually, the European paint. There's something about it that's different than ours. It has a nice hard finish and it's shiny.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, especially for trim. All right, Tom Kreidler, who is at the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You can check out moneypit.com. It is excellent. It's a source of information.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.